Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right now, boys and girls, let's all get up close to the radios and have some fun together. Say, I feel just wonderful today, and I hope you're feeling peppy and chipper, too. Here's Squeaky to say hello.
Well, hi there, girls and fellows.
And our little dog pal, Popcorn. Why, certainly, Popcorn, you go right ahead and say hello to all your dog pals. Popcorn says, keep your ears up and your tails wagging, fellas. And I've got just a song for you, Popcorn. Listen. Johnny had a little dog, and Bingo was his name, sir. B-I-N-G-O-Go, 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 and Bingo was his name, sir. Oh, but I know a better way to sing that. Listen. Squeaky had a little dog, and Popcorn was his name, sir. P-O-P-C-O-R-N, 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 and Popcorn was his name, sir. Well, Popcorn, how did you like that? All right, Popcorn. Now you sit down over there and keep your eye on the clock and say, Squeaky.
Oh, what is it, Happy Hank?
Say, let's surprise the boys and girls. Now, quick, turn on the electric eye.
Okay.
All right, boys and girls, turn your faces to the radio. That's the idea. Well, say, that's not bad either.
Not bad? Say, if you're talking about the girls, they're perfect.
Well, how about that one over there? The little blonde girl with that smudge on her nose, huh? Oh, and look at that fella in the red sweater.
Well, just look at his right cheek. Oh, boy, is it dirty.
Well, all right, girls, let's see your hands. Put them up high. That's right, let's have the fronts. Mm-hmm, good. Now the backs. Hey, that's fine. Put your hands down, girls. All right, boys, up with your hands. Fronts. Now the backs. Well, what do you know about that? Turn off the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay.
Well, how did it look to you, Squeaky? Who would you call the winner of today's clean hands and face contest?
Well, do you want an honest answer?
Well, naturally. Now, come on, let's have your choice.
Well, it isn't my choice, but according to my count, I'd say it's a tie.
Well, that's right, Squeaky. Yes, sir, my magic calculator said that today's clean hands and face contest ended in a big tie. And congratulations to all you boys and girls. Hey, wasn't that fine, Mother? Oh, we're getting better all the time. Of course, there are a few dirt spots here and there, but we'll clean those up in a jiffy, won't we, boys and girls? Yes, sir, you bet we will. Now, I think we might have a song about Cock Robin and Jenny Wren. Listen. 'Twas in the merry time when Jenny Wren was young, so neatly as she danced, so sweetly as she sung. Robin Redbreast lost his heart, he was a gallant bird. He doffed his cap to Jenny Wren, requesting to be heard. My dearest Jenny Wren, if you will but be mine, you shall dine on cherry pie and drink nice currant wine. I'll dress you like a goldfinch or like a peacock gay. So if you'll have me, Jenny dear, let us appoint the day. Jenny blushed behind her fan and thus declared her mind. So let it be tomorrow, I'll take your offer kind. Cherry pie is very good, and so is currant wine. But I will wear my plain brown gown and never dress up fine. Robin Redbreast got up early, all at the break of day. He flew to Jenny Wren's house and sang around delay. He sang of Robin Redbreast and pretty Jenny Wren. And when he came unto the end, he then began again. Hey, that's a dandy song.
Happy Hank.
What is it, Squeaky?
You want to watch me turn a somersault?
Well, all right, but be careful.
Okay, here I go.
Well, say, that was good, Squeaky.
Oh, me. Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, me. Gee, Willikins.
Hey, well, what's the matter, Squeaky?
Well, I forgot. I had some chocolate candy in my back pocket. Oh, look, the candy's all mashed flat, and the pocket is stuck together. Oh, me.
Hey, that's too bad. Say, you shouldn't put chocolate candy in your back pocket and try to do somersaults on the floor.
Well, it's a fine time to tell me what a pal.
Hey, you've given me the idea for a swell riddle.
I have. What kind of a riddle? Tell us.
Now, boys and girls, this riddle is for you, too. Now, you see if you can figure out the answer. But listen, I warn you, it's a sticker. Ready? Here it is. What becomes of a boy when he turns a somersault? That's it. What becomes of a boy when he turns a somersault?
Well, if you're asking me, he lands on his back pocket that's full of chocolate candy.
No, no, that's not the answer. How about it, boys and girls? Have you figured out the answer? What becomes of a boy who turns a somersault? Well, now you think about it, and I'll tell you the answer right at the end of the program. Well, now, I agree with you, Popcorn. Yes, sir, Popcorn says that sometimes Squeaky acts pretty silly.
Oh, sure. It's fun to be silly.
Yes, some fun. Well, say, how about one of our silly songs? Oh, here's one, boys and girls. Listen. The animals once had a picnic. Everyone was there. Between them, they had all agreed that each would pay his share. The duck came with a bill and showed it everywhere he went. The deer came with four quarters, but the skunk just brought a cent. The anteater came with his aunt. The rabbit brought his hair. The elephant brought his whole trunk. It didn't seem quite fair. But everyone was smartly dressed from toe right up to chin, except the bear, who was so poor he came in his bear skin. Well, I guess we all feel a little silly today. Squeaky, please sit down. My goodness, you make me so nervous just stalking up and down like a tiger at the zoo.
Okay. Oh, me, there I go again.
Now, what's the matter?
Well, I can't sit down on that chocolate candy in my back pocket.
Well, all right then, but keep still. You know, you're a first-class wiggle worm. Yes, sir, you're a wiggle worm just like the one we talk about in our slogan song. Hey, how about it, boys and girls? How many of you are wiggle worms? Now, say, if you don't want people to call you a wiggle worm, you just remember this song. When Mother says sit down a while, don't be a wiggle worm. If you sit down, you'll make her smile. Don't be a wiggle worm. You can move around when you stand up, but when you sit down like a sleepy pup, just be as still as a buttercup and don't be a wiggle worm. And now I guess it's time for our birthdays. Oh, excuse me, Popcorn. No, sirree. Well, Popcorn is a honey. You're absolutely right, Popcorn. I guess the boys and girls don't understand puppy dog talk. But Popcorn says it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, remember last time, Sputters had left Rocket and Squeaky and gone to spy on Black Tom's gang to see if there was some way they could be driven away from the entrance to the lost mine. While Sputters is watching the mine through the bushes, Black Tom slipped up behind him. Oh, but Sputters was smart. He pretended to be captured by Black Tom, but when he got close to the outlaw, he snapped one cuff of the handcuffs on Black Tom and one on himself. Now, he and Black Tom are handcuffed together. Yes, but what are Squeaky and Rocket doing all this time? As the scene opens today, let's find out. Listen.
Now, I'm worried, Rocket. Sputters should have been back long before this. It'll be just too bad if he's been captured by Black Tom and his gang. We never should have let him go alone.
Yeah, I'll bet you that Sputters can take care of himself. He'll figure out some way to beat that old Black Tom.
Well, I wouldn't worry so much if it's just Black Tom by himself, but he's got a big gang with him.
Yeah, that's bad, all right.
But we're not going to stay here a minute longer, Rocket. We're going to find out what happened to Sputters.
Hey, good. That's what I want to do, too. Wait just a minute, though. I'm going to take some beans with us, because I get hungry.
Now, come on, let's go. I wonder what has happened to Sputters.
Now, I'm Black Tom, and here's what I'm telling you, Sputters. You'd better take this hen cough off of me before I really get mad.
Now, I'm not afraid of you, Black Tom. Where's that mighty gang that you had with you? Seems to me that they always run away every time you get into trouble.
Don't you worry. They'll be here. And until they get here, what about those friends of yours, huh? Where are they? I don't notice that they're coming to help you very fast.
Hey, that's right. Hey, Squeaky! Hey, Rocket, come here!
What a puny little voice. They'll never hear that.
Hey, Black Tom, you got a strong voice. Call Squeaky for me.
You think I'm going to raise my voice to call your friends? Don't make me laugh.
Hey, don't make him laugh. That gives me an idea. Are you ticklish in the ribs, Black Tom? Let's see.
Hey, don't. Don't.
Hey, listen, Rocket. That's Black Tom's laugh. It's just right over there. Hey, look, I see him. And he's handcuffed to Sputters. Good old Sputters. He's captured Black Tom.
Well, it looked to me like Black Tom captured Sputters. But Black Tom is the biggest.
Yes, but you don't know Sputters. Hey, but what are they doing? Look, there goes Black Tom's gang. They're going away from the mine.
Hey, yes, sir, and look down this way. There goes Sputters and Black Tom going into the mine.
And still handcuffed together. Hey, come on, Rocket. We've got to find out what this is all about.
Well, Black Tom's gang is leaving. Are they going for good? If so, good. Sputters, handcuffed to Black Tom, has gone into the mine. Oh, my goodness, what next? Be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now, boys and girls, say, what about that riddle answer? Did you figure out what becomes of a boy who turns a somersault? Oh, that's a sticker, all right. So you better keep listening, and I'll tell you the answer at the end of our program today. Hey, I wonder if we have any birthdays today. No, I guess we wouldn't have any today. No birthdays today. What'd you say, Popcorn? Is that so? Well, Popcorn says he thinks we ought to look through the electric eye. All right, here goes. Well, Popcorn, I guess you were right. Say, there's lots of wonderful birthdays and birthday smiles out there today. Oh, hey, boys and girls, put up your hands if you're celebrating a birthday today. Just look at those hands. My goodness, I had no idea there'd be so many birthdays. All right, you can put your hands down now. Before we sing our birthday song, let's make a wish. I'm going to make mine. I wish that... There we are. Now, get ready to blow out all the candles. 1, 2, 3, blow. And all the candles are out. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. All right, now here's the answer. What becomes of a boy who turns a somersault? Well, the answer is he turns turtle. Now you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I've found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.